Shmuel Yud Ches Teves Thursday night. We'll learn a little Kitzur Panorach, even though lately we're not getting anywhere, but we have to get back into it. So should we learn Monday night again? I think so. I don't think it's a problem. The Kashrus Shiurim, I think we'll learn. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not sure yet. So we learned about the Isser of Saw Basaw and when it's Mutter, and it turns out it's so many loopholes that it's almost always Mutter. Maybe we should jump to Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel. We're in Simon Samachay, a lot of Dine Ribis. No, Sif Yud Beis even. Hamal Vemos Al Mashkin Bayis. Now, if I lend you money and you give me collateral, and if I would benefit from that collateral, it would be Ribis. Right? I lent you money, you're paying me back the full amount, we're not deducting my usage of the collateral. We're talking about such a case. So I'm not allowed to use the collateral. If I use the collateral, then I have to make an arrangement so that it should not be ribis. That's the point of Sif Yud Beis in Simon Samachay. I have to make an arrangement to make sure it's not ribis. Hamal v'mos al amashko. Al mashkin bayis. I lent money and I got a collateral. A bayis, o sode, o mokom beis haknesses. You know, they used to really own it. We don't own the places when you buy a seat in shul. That's not the kavana, and I think everybody understands that. But there were tkufos in history where they literally bought a seat in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis Knesses. V'amal v'yikach es haperos mi'amashkin, and the arrangement is that the lender will have the benefits of the collateral. He'll live in the house, rent-free. He'll take the peros of the field, and he'll sit in the place in the shul. That's only mutter if you deduct from the principal of the loan. If you deduct, as if he's paying you back. You have to deduct from the original chov. You have to give it a price, and it has to be a fair price. It can't be too cheap. You can't give him a better price because he lent you money. That would be itself ribis. You have to take off. So you have to deduct every year. In other words, the idea would be, so like you're renting it, and your payment of the rental, he doesn't have to give you money, because you'll just deduct from the loan. Why is that true? I didn't know that. You could charge him less, even if it's...
No, even if you use up all the...
No. Afilu haschir shove yoysim imasha kitzu b'neiha, meaning the value of the rental is really more than the amount that they agreed upon to deduct. Mutter, why is it mutter? Wait. Avalo yachzer hamal v'yaskiru la'lo v'atzmo. Why is it? I'm not even sure why it's mutter. Because you're not getting money directly. When you have something like this, usually right away the first thing is it's probably a ribus drabbanon. Well, it's not ribus katsutsa. They didn't make up. You're giving him a break. You're giving him a break on the price. How can you do that? Teretz is because he's not giving him anything, I guess. Because the worst it would be is a drabana, because it's not ribis katsutsa. So, and there's no money exchanging hands.
But he's gaining.
There's not money exchanging hands. He's gaining, yeah, and gaining is usur. I have to admit, I'm surprised.
What does the last sentence mean?
He could benefit from the house. But he can't rent it to the Lova because then it's already money. The Lova is giving him money.
Rent it back and to the Lova.
Yeah,
loan.
He could do that. He said, okay, I have a right to live in your house. Yeah, and we'll deduct it from the loan. Now, I don't really need to live in the house. So I'll rent it to you and you pay me rent.
It's the Lova's house, no?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But he took it as collateral.
Now he's renting that back to the Lova.
No, wait. He's taking it as collateral.
Mortgage.
Right? And we're talking about he's eating the payrolls, meaning he's living in the house.
Right.
He doesn't want to live in the house. So the house is empty. He could live in the house. He doesn't want to. He chooses to rent it. He has the right to live in the house.
He chooses to rent it back to Lowe?
Yeah. So now you can't, if it's worth...
So that he cannot do?
He cannot do if... Wait. Avaloyachzer ha-malve... Wait, even if it's worth it? No, if they're deducting less. You know, they're going to deduct less. They're going to deduct from the loan $500 a month. They're going to deduct from the loan $500 a month. Now, even if the rental of such a house, I'm surprised at this and I have to check into it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch saying, even if the value of this on the market is $1,000 a month, but they can decide to deduct $500 a month. What they can't do is deduct $500 a month and he's going to rent it to the Lova at $1,000 a month. Because then he's getting cash in hand and that at least has the appearance of ribbis, and maybe it's mamish ribbis. Because he's getting more money.
He's getting the loan back plus $500.
Yeah.
He could rent it for a little bit.
I assume he could rent it for the amount that they're deducting. No, they can't rent it for the amount they're deducting if its value is really more. Oh, no. Why are you not? What do we care if its value is more? He's renting it for less. Mm-hmm. So what do we care if the value is? He's not even living there. He's renting it out and he's taking the lesser amount. Yeah, but why would he do that? Why
you
would
he rent it?
He can rent it to the Lova for the amount that they're deducting from the loan. Yeah, why in the world not?
Right.
That he's getting his loan paid back. Right. That's what you call it. He's getting his loan paid back. But what I'm surprised at, I admit, is he could deduct $500 a month. He can deduct $500 a month, even though the market value of the house as a rental is $1,000 a month. So he's getting $1,000 a month in value.
I'll tell you the truth.
I admit that this is a surprise to me.
Because you're not getting it from the first.
I'll have to look it up in a Rebus book.
You're getting it from the third party.
You're talking about if he rents it to someone else for
$1,000. Yeah.
I'm still surprised that you could live there yourself. I don't understand.